Production, we probably had 30 plus guys hanging from swings. They asked me, did you touch the top? That's like the first question I was getting to that, of course.
Finally, the Washington Monument set to get open again. Man, it is one of the coolest places to see when you go to D.C., and people haven't been able to go inside. They can certainly see it from the outside, but it is finally set to reopen. Woohoo! Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So you heard the conversation there talking about how many people, 30 at one time, working on the outside, the scaffolding. I've been there and actually saw them working on it. So 32 months. That's how long it has taken to do this since it happened in 2011, because it was a quake in August 2011. On the East Coast that shook up, of all things, the monument. It was, remember, the magnitude was like almost 6.0. And this is a 130-year-old monument. It's funny because when you look at it, you just don't think of it that way, but it is. And it has been covered in scaffolding. The three times I've been back to D.C. since then, that's what you see on the outside. They had about 150 cracks in the 555-foot obelisk white, you know, marble monument, the Washington Monument. And last year, 488 lamps restored the glow when it was during its restoration, as the sensors lit the monument automatically every night at dusk. So public tours of the Washington Monument start at 1 o'clock on Monday. 1 o'clock on Monday. I bet there's going to be a lot of people there. And even if you, because I think it's going to be kind of crazy in the beginning, they say it's, you know, tickets to that are kind of first come, first serve. They start like at 8:30 in the morning. And the only way they could repair this is they had public funds that were also tossed into this. It was like $7.5 million in public funds. And then that was matched by David Rubenstein, who helped. So add that up and you get $15 million for that repair bill. Oh, my gosh, $15 million. Just think of that, to repair those cracks in the Washington Monument. But how could you not have the monument, and how could you not have people have access to it? I mean, it symbolizes so many things, especially it's the ode to George Washington. So eye-catching. It, to me, when you look at it, that's the center of D.C. You just see that monument. And you go back and think about this. I remember reading this about this in history when I was in fifth grade, that the monument was actually built in two different phases. So, and the two different phases were, there was a big chunk of time between them. First, 1848 and then 1884. And then, boom, it's completed. And it was actually, because this is kind of my thing, tallest, biggest, baddest. I'm like fascinated by the world's tallest structures, and I've been in a lot of them. The CNN Tower in Toronto, Chicago Sears Tower, the World Trade Centers when they were up, the Empire State Building, you know, name some of the tall structures, and I'm sure I've been there. And at one point, very long, long time ago, it was the world's tallest structure until the Eiffel Tower came along in Paris and messed us up. But it is the world's tallest freestanding stone structure. It can lay claim to that. So, woohoo! The Washington Monument, one of my favorites, open. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a place to start with a little chunk of history for you about the Washington Monument. So, the good news is, if you are headed to Washington, D.C. anytime soon, you can go and check out the monument. It's worth it. It's cool. It's easy to get to. And it's worth a chunk of time to go and see it. Speaking of freedom, I always say this, that it's great that we live in the United States because we can argue about the things that we hate. We can get furious because we want to protect our freedoms and we don't want to see them slip away. But what if you were living in Donetsk, Ukraine? What would happen then? Well, the pro-Russian insurgents, my friends, would be claiming that voters supported secession overwhelmingly, even though people were voting multiple times because there was no way to keep track of that. If you were on the rolls and you went in, you could vote in one polling place, and then you could go have a shot of vodka, go around the corner, and vote in another polling place. So there was some problems, some chaos. 2 hours after polling places closed, insurgents declared that 90% of voters backed sovereignty on their paper ballots. The election chief of the self-styled Donetsk People's Republic said votes had already been counted. 75% of the region, 3 million eligible voters, cast votes, and the majority backed self-rule. With no international election monitors, it was impossible to certify the claims. So there was violence in a town about 20 miles from Donetsk. You had the Ukrainian National Guardsmen open fire on a crowd in a town hall where they were voting. Got all kinds of things that are happening there. And you had voting taking place in towns controlled by pro-Russian separatists in Donetsk and other regions in the eastern Ukraine, despite the call from Putin to postpone the poll. But it still happened anyway, so they're declaring it a criminal farce. The new government taking power with guns. Really what needs to happen here is to get to May 25th and have the overall vote and see what happens. Because you already have got dozens of people who have been killed in attempts by the Ukraine to crack down on separatists and clashes between pro-Russian and pro-Ukrainian demonstrators. And you know, you've got, what, almost 47 people were killed in Odessa last week, 20 on Mariupol on Friday, and it's just the instability is the word, instability. But that plays into the hands of Russia. They say if it's not stable, then that's why they're there. They're there to try to make certain that everything is absolutely okay and nobody's being coerced into anything. And this is kind of another note in a different direction. So you have our symbol of freedom, the Washington Monument, finally done at the tune of $15 million to repair some cracks from a couple of years ago. You have the Ukraine cracking in half. And then back closer to home, the Los Angeles Clippers, who were cracked because of the owner and divided about what should happen, and Donald Sterling. A crazy thing also happens. The Clippers rallied for a 101-99 win over the Thunder in Game 4 of their series against the Oklahoma City Thunder. They were being clobbered. I mean, they were blown out of this game, and somehow they salvaged it incredibly to come back to one of the biggest comebacks in a fourth quarter to win the game. Otherwise, they would have been down 3-1 heading in to Oklahoma City. So the Clippers are hanging around. How about that? Stay with us. More to uncover next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You know, talking about the saga, the Clippers with a big win, and now Sterling, Donald Sterling, is going to tell his side of being baited on an exclusive on CNN with Anderson Cooper coming up on Monday, and they've released a little teasers about it where he says that that's exactly what happened to him. He was trapped. So you've got the Clippers rallying to protect the playoff run against the Thunder. So many crazy storylines with this. People who could care less about basketball or the Clippers are paying attention to the Clippers and paying attention to the Sterling thing. And I saw actually something else worth mentioning that I thought was interesting. Bill Maher, who couldn't be more left of left, he does a talk show on HBO, and his commentary was about Donald Sterling, and he stuck up for Sterling. Not that he thought it, you know, thought the remarks were repugnant or whatever, but he talked about the fact that doesn't he have a right to privacy, an expectation of that, where whatever he says is between him and the other person, and how is that that this has taken him down because of what was recorded and was his freedom of speech. And I thought that was pretty interesting because it was such a big part of what many of you said when you called America Tonight. And I mean, frankly, knowing the background of Donald Sterling, there are a lot of people that were repelled by Sterling from the very beginning since he's owned the Clippers and have talked about different things that he's done that are things he has said and different things he's done that's unbelievable. But there is something to that, except for the fact that you do have a club, you do have an association, and a club is a club. If I'm in a club and they want to throw me out, and it might be wrong, and I might be bitter, and they might have misunderstood something I said, well, it's a club, and I signed on to what the bylaws are, and that's what you live and die by. So they have them here. And I frankly think, though, the other owners, this was an easy stance for them to make because they don't want to go down this road where somebody doesn't like something that they do, and they say something or they stand up for something, and then they're in the lion's den. Would be the only prickly part of it, I believe, for the owners. But because of the makeup of the NBA, because of the outrage over how the comments went on and on and on, and because of the times we live in, and things, how things are taken, and it was outrageous what Donald Sterling said. It sounded ridiculous what he said. Like, just, he's like a rambling idiot. But he says it was a mistake. And then his wife is interviewed by Barbara Walters, and she asks, you know, is Donald a... He's like, no, he's not a racist. So, go figure. But it doesn't matter from the point of view of what's going to happen in the NBA. There's no way Sterling is going to continue to be the owner of that club. They'll vote to throw him out, and that's that. It's more a question of, with her, does she get to stay because she's got a big stake in the team, or no, they force her to do that as well. In the meantime, the Clippers are still continuing on doing the playoff thing and see how far that they can go with that. But I thought the comments about it were pretty interesting. We do have a right to reasonable expectations about certain things. But now do we all have to be super uber paranoid? And I think with the taping thing, you do have to be careful what you say to other people. Now, in this case, he's an older guy being seduced or seducing, vice versa, a younger woman. And we know how this game goes. She's a gold digger. Gets what she needs and then is goaded into or decides to do because of being chased by the wife, who knows, decides that she's going to release all that. And that's what happens. How many people have gotten burned that way? I'm thinking of phone calls even like Alec Baldwin and how he went hysterical about his daughter and what he said in the answering machine and how that was released. Think of Mel Gibson's crazy rant at his Russian girlfriend and that was released. And he's like misogynist, crazy, abusive rant. And so we've seen this happen before. And usually it involves another party who releases what is said or left on a recording. And then some of that becomes, whether it's admissible in court, is a whole different story because it really depends on the state. And I've already talked about that and what they consider it to be. If they can use it or not. I think in the case of Sterling, however, it doesn't matter. All of that doesn't matter because I think in the end, what you're going to see is you're going to see that Sterling can't bounce back from that. I mean, they'll vote and that's it. And once we hear what Anderson Cooper has to say, or what he has to say to Anderson Cooper, I think it'll be interesting. But yeah, the most powerful players in the NBA are saying they just want him gone. All the Sterling's gone. I want them gone. And Sterling's excuse for what he said is he wanted sex. He wanted to have sex with her, and that's what that was all about. So I've been asked to weigh in on this so many times, Sterling and the NBA and who wins and what happens here, and I absolutely know what happens. I'll say it again. I'll say it 100 times. Because it's an association, because he's part of the National Basketball Association, they can, if you look at the bylaws, their constitution, if you will, they can make the argument to throw him out. He'll make the argument that he shouldn't be thrown out of the NBA, that he's a good member, that he made a mistake, that he's apologizing, he wants forgiveness, all that other stuff. And isn't he entitled to a mistake after all these years, 35 years, all of that? But it's not going to happen. But it's going to be a long legal battle, I bet. I think so. And your millions will be thrown at this. So that's, this controversy is not going to be over. It's not going to be open and shut no matter what. Whatever they vote, there still is going to be a war over this. He can afford that fight, and they can afford that fight. So the people in the end that win are going to be the lawyers who represent, because they're going to end up with the money in it. Whatever the ultimate decision is, they're going to end up with the money, without a doubt. All right, I have to bring this up because I'd be remiss not to talk about the weather, snow and tornadoes and all kinds of crazy things smashing the central part, really, of the United States. If you were to look at a map in Oreck, Missouri, outside of Kansas City, a twister damaged about 300 homes in a town of 900 people, but nobody was killed. The high school was damaged so badly that graduation next Sunday has to be held in a different school. So they're saying it's pretty tough on them. They're in shock about what's happened here, that they've lived there. People have lived there for all of their lives. They've never had anything like this happen. Down trees, high water, knocking out power, even in Omaha and the outskirts there. So pretty nasty in Nebraska. In Denver, they got an inch of snow, and they, in the higher mountain elevations, they say 1 to 2 feet of snow, and even up to 3 feet. And Denver could ultimately get up to 5 to 10 inches of snow. Wow, to have 10 inches of snow the 11th and 12th. Winter storm warnings, parts of Utah, southern Wyoming, western Nebraska. Welcome to We Just Never Know What's Going to Happen. How about, don't put all of your winter gear away just yet. You might want to keep it in the bottom of a closet somewhere. It makes sense to me. All right, hang with us.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
America Tonight. So we've been talking about a couple of different things here right from the get-go, including the weather and the snafus or the weather that's happened over Mother's Day weekend. A lot of people taking moms out for brunch or dinner or just spending time with them over the weekend. In some cases, it was tough because of what the weather doled out. And it just seems like the storms that we've had. We've been talking about a lot of different storms. Not that if you go back in the weather annals, you wouldn't find all kinds of storms and that would take your breath away and things that have happened to people in the storms. But there are just some constants that are always there with us. It's like the threat of the tornado. There's only so much you can do with tornadoes. Multiple tornadoes being reported in Nebraska. Warnings that popped up in Iowa, the governor of Missouri declaring a state of emergency on Sunday because the line of storms that rolled through and threatened to spawn all those twisters and produce large hail. And then that tornado that was ultimately detected near Sutton, Nebraska, right? So the one thing that we know when it comes to tornadoes is that as much as we now have more and more emergency warnings, and they're trying to get better information. There's no 100% when it comes to funnel clouds. Still different from hurricanes, where you can track it a little bit better. They try to track, and have gotten much better at it, by the way. They try to track the long, what they call the long-track tornadoes, and see where the possible path would be. But there's no way to 100% know that, because there was always the ability of a tornado to jump, as I was talking about with Oric, and the fact that they declared a state of emergency and urged the people to just, that's all they can say if you're the governor. You just be alert and listen to the weather warnings and be ready to jump. I think if you're in a tornado alley area, you've got to be on top of whatever the emergency plan is. Hey, if you have kids and you're out here and we're here, or this is, just remember, here's the meeting point, or this is what we're going to look for. I mean, that's all you can do, because there is no way too bad there isn't, but there's no way to 100% close that off and guarantee that you can predict exactly. It would be great if you could. I mean, the person that can invent that and come up with the exact place where they're plopping down and what's happening, that was like the whole premise of that movie Twister, when you think about it. From the 90s, remember Helen Hunt? It was that was the premise of the Twister. They were all racing and they were storm chasers and they were coming up with ways to predict and because of what had happened to other people and in their lives. So it's interesting. While we do have more information in one sense, we also have a very long way to go, and I don't know that you ever 100% come up with something that you can say is going to give you much more time. All right, this is interesting. The former defense secretary, Robert Gates, is defending the head of the Department of Veteran Affairs, the secretary, because there's a big disagreement on whether Eric Shinseki should be removed from that post because of all these allegations about the secret wait list for some patients, which is so shocking. I mean, you want to talk about a giant setback for the VA. It's more than that. Words don't even do it justice. But, this is an agency that's still coming back from a backlog of veteran patient claims and other top agencies, agency officials who were subpoenaed last week by the House Committee on Veteran Affairs amid those allegations the secret waiting lists were used to cover up long delays for doctor's appointments and some patients died waiting. It's just stunning. This is something that has to be fixed. You cannot wait to, you just can't wait to fix it. And I think I absolutely agree with the Congressman Mike Rogers from Michigan, who says, you know what, this guy's had 5 years to fix this. If he can't, we have to go in. And I do think this is one of the Obama things. If you work for Obama, he's pretty loyal. If he can, he'll re-rack you into a different position. But I agree. I think this is one place where you cannot re-rack the person. You can't do it. And Robert Gates says, look, the problem is not with the secretary, who's a retired Army 4-star general. It's the agency itself. It's one bureaucracy in Washington that's just intractable is the Department of Defense. It's the VA. And that the secretary has tried to do the right things by veterans, but it's still very tough to do it because of the bureaucracy. Well, then you know what? Somehow they got to cut the red tape, for goodness sake. We're feeding the beast, and we care about the people who desperately need the VA. They have to figure out a way to get them that help. The backlogs, better mental health care. Come on, better programs, better mental health programs. When you know that this is the biggest thing that coming back, we see a massive need for this. You can't make these excuses. I mean, we're dumping money into this to fix the problems. They have to get it right. I agree with Rogers. 5 years is a long time. Okay, so don't blame him. He's faced with this daunting task. Then he needs to get rid of people, and he needed to be more on the ball to do that and put the right people in place. Get it done. Figure out a way to get it done. Can't they go through the list of the VA, go VA to VA, go all the way down the list? In 5 years, you could have gone all the way down the list, personally checked it, and tried to hold people accountable. And when they're not meeting the requirements, then get rid of them. Because you can't have people dying on waiting lists, for goodness sake, who served in the military, who are relying on the VA. It's like one of the most outrageous things that's happened this year so far. And this is an easy outrage, because who's not going to be upset about what they hear with two different lists? Ooh, we got people on these long waiting lists and they're dying. We better not show that to anybody. Let's show a fake list. Let's show a cleaned up list so it doesn't look quite so bad. There should be a lot of people in the hot seat because of this. A lot of people. And this is also a really sad story. On many people's bucket list would be, hey, I want to fly in a hot air balloon. I've done it a bunch of times, and it was very cool, and I was never worried, I guess, that I think about it. I never was worried when I went up in a hot air balloon. But the University of Richmond preparing for commencement ceremonies has tragedy to deal with. They confirmed that two members of the women's basketball coaching staff were part of a hot air balloon with a very experienced pilot that crashed in Virginia late on Friday. I mean, awful. They scoured the woods and the fields after the balloon crashed, and they found the remains of everyone eventually. But how awful. The associate head coach, Ginny Doyle, who was a superstar there and was a great recruiter, and director of basketball operations, Natalie Lewis, were two of the three that crashed on Friday. And then the experienced pilot, Daniel Kirk, who had been doing it for decades, loved doing it, was completely competent, had done it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. But the balloon exploded. The balloon caught a power wire. And that was it. He had a commercial balloon pilot license that he had gotten from the FAA. He had flown in ballooning events all over the country. All over the country. And this was it. Something happened. You know, and witnesses say they heard screams and specifically heard this, which is just terrible. But one of the witnesses says this is exactly what they heard. Help me, sweet Jesus, help. I'm going to die. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. Because there were balloons around them as it was a little festival. I mean, that's just awful. And I guess the pilot tried to open the vents to release extra hot air to try to keep the balloon from rising faster. And then the two people in the basket jumped from the burning balloon after it hit the power line, or they fell. They're not really sure. That's what they saw. And then other people in the area say that they just saw this balloon in flames as they were, going. People were driving down the road, and they described what that was like as they were doing their normal activities, that people were screaming for people to help them, and just how awful that was. So there must have been a time where that happened, where it was on fire, and then they had no way to get down, as I'm assuming, if they could clearly hear what was being said. So the University of Richmond canceled two weekend basketball games. They had a moment of silence at commencement on Saturday for the law school. And the balloon was among like 13 that lifted off on Friday, and they were approaching a landing site nearby. Two other balloons were safe before that third one hit the live power line. Ugh, how awful is that? Mm-mm-mm. All right, stay with us. Coming up, weekly re-rack here on America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tonight, he's in the wings, James Babbo, counsel and senior policy advisor at Cause of Action. Always fun to chat with him about the latest. This is pretty big. HUD under investigation for Obamacare implementation. And we've talked about this before. And here we go again. The squeeze is on. And thank goodness they're paying attention and watching. So, James, first of all, thanks for coming back on the show. And what's the latest?
Sure thing. Glad to be on. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. So just a real quick background is that Cause of Action received some documents in a Freedom of Information Act request from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And in those documents, we found information that they were planning to do implementation around Obamacare, which is really outrageous. This is an agency that has nothing to do with healthcare, really isn't supposed to be involved in this sort of stuff. And they were responding to an email from the White House that said, hey, we need all hands on deck here. You know, everybody needs to help out. And HUD was getting ready to do that. And so when we uncovered that information, we thought it was important. Now, I want to stress, we found planning documents. And so we weren't really sure if this actually had taken place or if they had just been discussing it. So there's people in place to do those investigations. They're called inspectors general. And so we went and wrote a letter and explained what we found and explained what our theory was, that we looked like they were using money for something they weren't supposed to be using it for, to implement Obamacare. You know, Congress gave HUD money to do HUD's mission, not to do HHS's mission. And so we sent that letter to the IG, and we heard back from them just this week, which is really good news. You know, sometimes these things take a long time, and so we were encouraged to hear back from them from a couple of special agents in their Atlanta office that said they were looking into it, and they just wanted to call and discuss it with us. And so it seems that they're taking it very seriously, and they're looking into it. So that's some good news.
Yeah, it is good news if they're looking into it. So were you surprised to find that out, or no? Because as these things go, some fall by the wayside and some don't.
Well, I wasn't surprised that they're going to look into it. What I was surprised with was the speed and the seriousness. The folks that I talked to down there seemed to be taking it very seriously. And like I said, we just sent this complaint a couple of weeks ago, so that it made its way through the often, you know, we know how bureaucracies can be. It can be, you know, 2 or 3 months before somebody opens your letter sometimes. That's how it feels. But to send something and then hear back from some folks have been assigned to it to look into it within a couple of weeks, and for them to be doing their follow-up, it's some really good news.
Well, probably, I don't think that, again, with the Freedom of Information Act and opening this can of worms up, they don't want to have to go down this path with Obamacare, and it really makes you wonder. I mean, I just got to say this, what were they thinking? HUD using resources, if this is true, to benefit HHS makes really no sense, because it would be pretty easy to peel back the onion and find this out, don't you think?
I think that they didn't care, basically. They said, look, this is the president's number one signature achievement. This is the only thing that's going to matter from this guy's presidency. We're going to do absolutely everything we can to make sure this rollout goes well. Obviously, it didn't go well, and they're still struggling to recover from it. But let's remember a little bit of the history, a little bit of the backstory of that statute is they encountered resistance from the Supreme Court, from the state, from the private sector, from citizens across the country that they were not expecting. They did not think it was going to be this sustained, this long, this multi-leveled. And so they sort of panicked, and they looked around and said, who is it around here that can help us get this thing done? And they looked inside the other agencies and said, anybody who's got some time and some money, we need more, we need your help. And it looked like it was an all-hands-on-deck situation, and they thought, hey, as long as we get this thing up and running, it doesn't matter if we get caught later.
Yeah, so I guess the thing is, and saying we don't care if we get caught later, does anyone ever pay the price for this? In other words, somebody high up in HUD, somebody high up HHS-wise, or maybe I'm answering my own question, or somebody at the White House. I mean, obviously somebody had to pull the strings here ultimately, right?
Yeah, that's a tough problem on the appropriations law, the way that they use the money. What happens is they end up having to repay the things that they've done improperly. Often you find that the biggest repercussions are from an administration holding its own staff accountable. And so if this was the White House telling an agency to do this, so that's one, is it's sort of hard if the president's not going to hold them accountable. But two is they might still be doing it, right? I mean, they are still in the process of rolling out this law. And so, you know, the first thing is we got to find out what happened. And the second one is if it's still ongoing, we got to stop it. And so, you know, that could certainly be done in the immediate term.
Is this one of the more egregious things, James, that you have come across? Because you guys are opening up a lot of cans. That's what you're doing. I mean, you obviously that's the goal, is to find out, you know, you're the watchdog guys, to find out what doesn't look right, to open things up. And this is now an example of that. But is this one of the more egregious things?
It is. You know, another one that I would mention was Secretary Sebelius going down to North Carolina. I believe it was North Carolina to campaign for the president on official time, on official trip. That's known as a hack check violation. That was very well covered when it happened. That was just unbelievably outrageous and egregious on its face. But this is certainly a good example of that sort of thing. I think what Judicial Watch found with the Benghazi emails is also a very outrageous thing that just came to light. And so the Freedom of Information Act is an excellent tool that you can use to, like you said, open the can. But once that can's open, you really got to try some different techniques to look around, talk to different folks, see who else you can get involved, use media, use inspectors general, to figure out what else is going on. You got to put the pieces together.
Yeah, is it tough sometimes when you do that? Because in these cases with different organizations you're talking about, obviously people are going to clam up. Is it sometimes, you know, are you trying to piece the clues together to find those people?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, in addition to the people that clam up, you know, we've seen the opposite is also true. And that, you know, a lot of folks have been seeing this from the inside for a long time. Maybe a sort of inside administration, their career folks, been there 20 years, and they're really upset, and sometimes they'll feel like they have people they can talk to. Now, the inspectors general are there for them to vent and you know, blow the whistle with inside their own agency, but they really like to know that somebody in the outside has heard about it, it's getting out. You know, maybe it's just sort of been something that's been festering inside them. Something didn't look right to them. And then when they see a story like what Cause of Action Uncovered, they say, yeah, you know, that's happening in my agency too. I should reach out and talk to them. So, you know, it sort of cuts both ways. Some folks, the real guilty folks, will clam up, but the people who have got a story to tell and have more information that can help you fill out your investigation and maybe open our eyes, you know, we might have thought we were looking in the right direction, but then an insider from inside an agency or from, you know, another nonprofit or you know, just a different direction that you weren't expecting. Once you get your story out in the press, the pieces start to come together, and as you start to talk about it with folks and mull it over, you can start to put the picture together.
Yeah. When you jumped in on this ship, did you realize how big this was going to be? Because Cause of Action is just growing and growing by leaps and bounds, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fantastic. We're a young organization, just passed the two-year anniversary last year, summer. I've only been there about 6 months, but it's a really great organization. We're looking into some really important stuff, and I'm really blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah. When you go down the line and you get the Freedom of Information Act open things up, and as you say, you look around and you're doing the things that we just talked about, do you have projects lined up in a row? In other words, how does that work for you?
Well, you really have to have a lot of irons in the fire at the same time, because you don't know when the agency is going to get back to you. We had an issue that was at the FBI for about 2 years before we finally got the stuff back from them. And some of them, you put in a complaint and the guys call you right away, like happened here at HUD. So you try and have multiple ideas going at the same time. And then when the documents come back under FOIA, you put everybody around a conference table, you lay them out and say, here's what we've got. Who can connect this to something else that they're working on? And more often, the stuff that you get raises more questions than it answers. And so you might say, oh, we've closed this issue down, but it raises five new ones over on this side. And that's more of the art as opposed to the science of doing the FOIA work.
Yeah, so everybody grabs a piece of what they understand, right? It's funny, that's almost like laying out a magazine where you put everything out on the table. One person picks theirs, especially the other person picks theirs journalistically, and you guys are doing the same thing on the other side, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And sometimes something won't ring a bell right away, and so you won't look at it, you won't spend a lot of time with it. And then 6 months later, somebody says, hey, didn't we receive a document that's part of it? And you said, oh, I had no idea that was part of that story. And you start to bring them back together.
Yeah. All right, if somebody wants to go to the website and check out what else you're working on and some of the things that they might be interested in, where do you send them?
You can learn more about us at causeofaction.org.
causeofaction.org. All right, James Valvo, thanks so much as always for stopping by. We'll keep an eye on what happens here with HUD and Obamacare and where that leads us. Is it the hope that, you know, if they really find something, that a full-blown investigation gets even bigger and it ends up being something that a committee takes up in Congress?
Yeah, that would be the next step, would be if we got something back from an IG that was a full report, or if they finish a full investigatory, they do a full investigation and find out what happens, then, you know, sending that up to Congress would be the next step. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about this, and we'll definitely keep you guys in the loop as we move forward.
All right, James, thanks. You have a great one.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.